We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
O.J. McDuffie, former first-round draft pick for the Dolphins, and he's been inducted onto the Dolphins Walk of Fame, and he was always known as one of Dan Marino's favorite targets, if not his favorite target, and we'll see if he thinks Tua can live up to the Lefty Marino moniker. O.J., for those that don't know, also hosts a very successful podcast, The Fish Tank, which Crowder's been on several times, and you can get that podcast wherever you download your favorite podcasts, including Dolphins.com. Just click on the little podcast tab, and you will see The Fish Tank, and OJ is joining us now. Hello, OJ.
Hey, that was too funny right there. With the that, man. That was
there we go.
It's contagious.
There we go. It's contagious. Are you as surprised as I was this morning that this news came down? I mean, blindsided. I did not see this coming.
Absolutely shocked. No, 1,000% shocked. You know, and you know, just like I was at the game this past weekend. You know, and Fitz had a decent game. You know, we won 24-0. They did some things differently. But I just see the team playing at such a decent level right now that you never want to think that, you know, they'd rock the boat right now. But, yeah, I was shocked, man. And then, you know, what the funny thing is, and I hate it, Hawk and Channy, is I don't get it first, man. I don't get the information first. When my boys or when my friends text me, it's like, two is starting. I'm pissed off. You know what I mean? I want to be the first to know that it's going down. You know what I mean? I was pissed off, man.
I'm with you. Solana tells me everything, so you know how bad I feel about that, Juice. Yeah, this guy. But Juice, you brought it up. Fitzy has scored 67 points in two games. Like, it's, I don't want to say fair. We know he's going to be replaced, but it just seems like a weird time.
Yeah, it's absolutely strange, man. You know, and I don't know if this is a game plan from the beginning, you know, that we'll get to the – but you know what? The bye week has changed, so how could it be the game plan from the beginning? You know, I don't know what they've seen or how well they feel about it, but it's like, I mean, seeing Fitz playing at a great level for us and the perfect level for us with the defense finally coming along and playing well. I know, look at the teams we play, but I'm telling you what, San Francisco, we weren't supposed to beat them like that. You know, it's just strange to see it come around when the team is actually playing at a higher level than we expected. And, man, oh, man, I mean, I thought those three snaps was just some courtesy snaps, you know, and then we'll just, you know, get back into with the clipboard, and then we'll get 50 back in there. But, hey, in flow I trust, man. It's been that way since he's gotten here, man, and it's a strange day today, especially like I just said, I didn't get the information first, and I'm not happy about it.
I mean, the dude's on Dolphins.com. I mean, what are they doing? They're giving the info to someone else, not to OJ? OJ, hey, McDuffie is with us. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this, man. We were in the building a bunch, man, and we weren't getting information first. You know, it was when we were doing the Finsiders, and it was frustrating. You know, I mean, it would be Adam Schefter would break Dolphin news, and we're right there in the building. You know,
I remember that.
That was frustrating, man. You know, it was give us that nugget first, you know? It made no sense.
Give me something. Give me something. Jeez. Just give me one little nibble here. Let me break one piece of news.
We can walk upstairs and get the information, but we got to go on Twitter to get it, you know, from somebody else. It's crazy.
OJ McDuffie is with us. So, and Crowder was saying this, and I think I agree with this, that the plan all along was to have Tua come in after the bye week. And like you say, it was supposed to be later in the season. So now the schedule gets changed, and the bye week is going to be this week. And I think they sit down, you know, the coordinators and Coach Flo and Chris Greer, and they go, look, our plan was always the bye week. Should we just stick to the plan and push it up? This is a crazy season. There's schedule changes. Hell, I'm watching a Monday night football game last night at 5 o'clock. I mean, there's crazy things going on. Yeah. The plan was, let's play him after the bye week. Let's stick with the plan. The question, though, that I have to you is, because even the way that you said it, where, you know, Fitzy was balling the last couple of games, is there a chance you lose the locker room? Or maybe even more importantly, you lose Ryan Fitzpatrick by making this move now?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that Fitz is the perfect person to have this transition with, in my opinion. You know, Fitzy's not going to be a guy that's going to be a different guy in the locker room with these guys. You know, I know Fitzy knew his days were numbered as a quarterback, but it probably is not, you know, he doesn't feel much better in the fact that he's playing, you know, playing well, you know, and your team is winning. And that's all you ask for at your quarterback, right? What else do you ask for at your quarterback? Well, you just want to win games, man. Coaches and quarterbacks are the only ones with a win-loss record. And Fitz is starting, you know, he's winning games, and that's really all that matters from your quarterback position. So, you know, who knows what the dynamic is in that locker room? Who knows how Fitz is going to, you know, help this transition go on? Or maybe this transition has been going on for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and we just don't know about it. But I think that, you know, when I saw Fitz and the way he was – and Ted, you can tell me about this, how you felt about this. When you saw – it's kind of cheering with the crowd with the Tua chance. Was he like really saying that, or he's like, all right, let me just show them what I want to see, what they want to see. And I know my job is in jeopardy right here. You know, I don't know, man, because a lot of guys be like, yeah, I want my dude in my position to play well, but damn, right now, do I want to play well right now? It was interesting to me. But I think Fitzy might be the perfect guy for the situation. Other guys, please, they don't want to see anybody coming in and taking a position. I remember when I was out there eating lunch on a Tuesday, you know, and you see other wide receivers out there working out, and all the wide receivers are looking at each other like, oh, hell, whose job are they coming for? You know what I mean? You know, it's like your job is never secure. And Fitzy knew that at some point they were going to make this move, but I bet he didn't think it was going to happen as the team had won a couple games, playing well, going into a bye week. But like I said, you know, and I'm a company man. As you know, I'm a homer, as you know, in Flo, I trust.
Yeah, Juice. And to be honest, when you get a 24-point lead and you have your backup going to get some trash time with the last 5 snaps of the game, Juice, you yelled in, you done balled. I don't know if Fitzy would be as excited if I was play 2 and not play 75 that they slid in. I'm not going to lie about it. But, Juice, and you just talked about it. You are, it won't say a homer, but – we joke with you, Juice. I'm not lying. I've said this a number of times interviewing you. You watch the game more intently than any human I've ever seen in my life as a fan. You get going. So I want to ask you, man, how do you like Chan Gailey's offense? How have you seen it progress? Is this – because I always said, Juice, they're going to try to get a perfect or the best situation they can get to put Tua in. Is this offense right now – I just said it, they scored a bunch of points in the last 2 weeks. Do you like what Chan has done with this offense? Do you like what you're seeing out there with the play calling, with the execution? Is this offense ready for Tua to jump in and have success?
Yeah, and that's the key, man. See, that's what we don't know, Chan. We don't know what we've seen in, you know, practice and the reps that he's gotten, you know, minus of preseason or preseason snaps. It's got to boil down to what he's done in practice. And, you know, Chan has seen what he's seen in practice. And maybe, you know, the quarterback situation and what Tua does is fit it more to what Chan likes to do. It's so funny because I had an opportunity to talk to Preston Williams this morning. And, you know, I was in Chan's offense 20 years ago, my last year pretty much playing for the Dolphins. And I said, now I see that Chan is finding a way to get Preston going, you know, in the offense as well. And I was like, and the differences are different because Chan, you know, Preston plays that outside position. I play that inside position. But Chan always finds a way to find mismatches and get guys going. And it looked like a rough start for us with Chan. And we didn't know how it was going to go. But lately, it seemed like he's doing a pretty good job of getting guys in the mismatch situation we're talking about. You know, me personally, I wish he, you know, and I'm not going to dog Chan. I wish he would have stuck to the run a little bit more. He was working last week. wish they'd find Penn State tight end like Sidney Littlebit. But at the same time, though, I think it's starting to be what you're talking about, Channing, where they're spreading the wealth, getting a lot of guys involved, taking advantage of the mismatches where you don't have to just key on one guy. You got to cover the whole field as a defense, and I think that's what's going on now. And I think that, you know, Tua's a guy, you know that is so smart, I think, game that he plays, that he'll be able to distribute the rock like Chan wants it to happen, and it gets to him quick and let the guys go out there and make plays for him.
O.J. McDuffie is with us. So we've seen really good young quarterback play this season, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, and we're going to see Tua now in a couple of weeks. And so there's pressure. Anytime you're a rookie quarterback that's going to get a start, there's going to be a pressure. I mean, we all saw what national news this was. When it broke this morning, it became instant national news. That's how much name recognition Tua Tagovailoa has. What would you say to Tua if you're the number one receiver, which you were? The difference is the number one here, Devontae, I know he's on the injury list all the time, and he got dinged up at the end of the last game with the hammy again, I think. And so Preston Williams, very young guy, Gesicki, young guy, I guess. But what would you say to Tua this next week and a half as the receiving core leader leading up to the game? How would you get him prepared?
Oh, me personally? I was like, yo, if in doubt, throw it to me. That's what I tell him, you know what I mean?
I knew that answer already.
Look backside, I got you, fella. You know what I mean?
That's how a number one receiver talks, by the way. That's exactly how a number one receiver talks.
If I'm not primary, I got you still. Don't worry about it, man. Just look my way. I'll be open. I'll be working for you, you know. Honestly, man, you know, just stay within the realm of the offense, you know. They've got to have his back, and what happens, it has to happen, is they've got to make plays for him. Even Danny will tell you, man, Danny made some great throws, but guys made some great plays around him. And in order for a young quarterback especially to be successful, the guys around him have to do their job and make plays for him. In tough situations, you know, balls that are down out, make a catch for him. Balls a little bit high, make a catch for him. Tua throws a great ball, you know, but sometimes you got to fit some in there. And when those balls are fitted in there, you got to go in there and make a play. So, you know, you got to rally around young guys. You got to find a way to build their confidence, you know, and that's what's important for veteran receivers, young receivers, any offensive line. The offensive line has the most pressure. They got to protect Tua and protect his health, you know, and Tua has to protect himself in terms of, you know, making the right decisions, throwing the ball away, getting out of the pocket, protecting himself, you know, the whole time. But for everybody else, go out there and make a play for a young quarterback. Get his confidence built up. You know, give him these opportunities, something to build on. And then after that, I think it'll take care of itself, because that's what he's used to. That's what happened for him in Alabama, and that's what he's looking forward to with these guys out there, you know, Devontae and P-Dub and, you know, Jakeem and those guys in the run game. But the offensive line of guys that really have more pressure to go out there and make sure they protect our franchise quarterback.
And Juice, everybody knows Tua is left-handed. So we all know it swings the blind side. Obviously, the right tackle from the conventional left tackle being the blind side. The rollouts, we saw that in the five plays he played, Juice, where they'll roll him to the left because he's left-handed. What about the narrative? I've heard this a number of times, where left-handed quarterbacks, the ball is moving counterclockwise and not clockwise. Like, does that really mean something to a receiver? Is it going to be more difficult to catch a lefty ball than a right-handed quarterback's ball? It sounds crazy to me, but I never play receiver.
Yeah, that's a great question, man, because the only reason that it could make a difference if it's not a tight spiral. You know, if somebody's got a little wobble to it, it's going to have a little curve to it, a little curveball to it, you know. Tua throws a tight spiral. So that's good. But sometimes you're going to get up there, you're going to inclement weather, it's going to be a little wet, a little cold, the ball might wobble a little bit. But he does throw a nice ball. So if you throw a nice ball and it's straight, you don't have to worry about it. You know, like I was talking about, you know, I was talking to Preston Williams a little bit. Think about a punt. A punt from, you know, for a punt return is tough as hell. That's the toughest catch in sports, in my opinion. Because for a lefty, you know, it bends left to right. For a right, it bends right to left. And if it's going to continue to go and turn over, easier catch. But if it falls off a cliff, it's a tough catch. If it's windy, cold, whatever, it's like different things like that. But if you got a quarterback that throws a tight spiral lefty or righty, it really doesn't matter. And I think Tua has that tight spin on it that'll make it an easier adjustment for the wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, whatever it might be. But also, man, they've been doing it. They've been catching through training camp, during the week, even though it's not on Sunday. So they're getting used to that a little bit. But it does have that other spin. And for me, I think I became kind of like right-hand dominant, catching the ball when it came to a right-handed quarterback. I don't know if guys have to become left-hand dominant, but they have to make a slight adjustment, for sure.
Be very interesting. There's going to be a lot of talk about this coming up. O.J. McDuffie, former Dolphins receiver. I'm telling you, if you enjoy Dolphins talk and some Dolphins memories, you got to check out the Fish Tank podcast, and you can get it at dolphins.com or, again, wherever you download podcasts. O.J. and Seth Levitt, they do a great job with the Fish Tank. That is true. Yeah. O.J., thank you for making time for us, man.
You're one of our favorites, bro. You're one of our favorites. I appreciate you guys having me out, man. Thanks, bro.
Thank you for having us on this, being with us on this Tua's Day. You see what I'm saying there, Tua's Day. All right, O.J. McDuffie there as we continue on Tua's Day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.